welcome back to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the Audio Asylum. I am your host with the most, maybe not. I'm Joe, joined by my co-host.
Oh, hi. Hi there, everyone. It's your boy. It's your boy, Blee.
It's your
Blee
boy.
Blee Live.
It's your boy.
In
how?
Building once again. Great. God, it feels so fucking great to be here two times in a row.
Dos. I went to say uno like an idiot. Dos. I obviously don't know Spanish. Hello.
This motherfucker said uno for dos.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Damn.
I've had a week.
Okay.
How was your day at work?
So I'm starting to realize I need to find a new career or get a new place, like a new site to work at, because I have grown tired of doing this shit. Like,
you're just done.
It gets to the point where you see these people every day and they're not typically people that like you would associate with outside of work.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to say the same fucking thing every day and not lose your mind.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you doing? How was your day today? Oh, good. Was it busy for you, Brandon? Yeah, packages that I label every day. 300 of them. I don't know how many times I'm going to complain to you about this. Like, every single day, it's the same answers. And it's like, it's not that I don't care about them, because that's not true. I've grown very fond of the people that I work for.
Yeah, you told me you've made a friend or two
but
over there.
Bro, it's fucking repetitive. I feel like I'm in a fucking simulation. I'm just doing the same
shit
like
a
every
fucking
day
robot.
Over and over again. And I can't do it anymore, bro. Fuck that. I got so much personality in this bitch. Y'all see me. I'm stupid. I'm not John Cena. Y'all could see me. And, bro, my shit is, like, I'm dying. I'm dying mentally inside, bro, when I'm there. And then it's slow. That's another problem. It's like, I usually bitch about doing packages, but there have not been packages.
Damn.
So, like, I'm just sitting there staring at fucking 24 to 30 cameras twiddling my thumbs.
Damn.
So, yeah. And I feel stupid. I'm not learning anything, so I'm just not progressing. And that's always an issue with me. That's why I'm a jack of all trades, because I don't like staying and sticking to one thing.
Yeah, I'm
I
the
get
same
so
way.
So bored.
Yeah, it gets boring when you do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's why we have this and the YouTube and our hobbies and creative endeavors outside of this and YouTube, like, because we're not sane people, but like, we're insane, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be in one regiment all the time.
First time listeners, if this is your first time listening, go check out our YouTube channel as
well.
Yeah,
please go subscribe to everything on that
and
channel.
Catch
go
up,
like,
bro.
Yeah, catch up. There's
listen
a lot of
to the
shit.
Other podcasts. We have so many.
Yeah, if you haven't, if you're a new listener, just go back and listen back to all the stupidity that ensues on here. I've had a rough 7 days.
Yeah. Fucking COVID, bro. No.
Yeah, I mean, I tested positive.
No, fucking joke like that.
No, I haven't. I am positively negative, but I don't know, Brandon. I think I'm never really the one doing the ranting on this show. I'm more of the storytelling reaction guy, where I bring up a ridiculous scenario. But god damn it, am I losing my motherfucking patience in this bitch. Not in this bitch in the asylum, everything's cool here. But like, I'm losing, like, in my personal life, I want to give somebody the two-piece and the biscuit. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget the fries, homie.
Yeah, and some fries. Some waffle stomping fries.
Nah, I...
You know what waffle stomping is, by the way?
Waffle stomping?
Yeah, do you know what it is?
Is that stomping a pussy?
No.
Is that like...
You're close.
Is that like you fighting a bitch and you just... Ugh.
No, you're close. On an old podcast that might have gotten deleted, I think, for some weird reason.
Probably because of this story.
Yeah. So what waffle stomping is... Is when you shit in the shower and then you stomp the shit down the drain. Yeah, whatever noise that was, that the microphone definitely didn't pick up.
Why is that a term? Like, who does that?
I don't know. I want to meet them.
I don't even want to know why that's a thing enough to where it has its own fucking name.
I want to talk to somebody who waffle stomps. Like, I do, real bad.
You know, I got excited because I thought it had, like, I thought it was, like, a joke to curb stomping, you know, like, fucking, like, that shit looks dope. It looks, like, don't get me wrong, that sounds kind of sadistic because you're literally, like, killing somebody.
Yeah.
But, like, if you fucking think about it, like, that's pretty fucking insane. Like, you gotta have, you gotta be ballsy to do that.
Yeah.
But then when you say waffle stomping, now I know that it's referring to your fucking asshole.
Yeah, you're stomping cocky that you That's, made down the drain.
How do you not fuck up your drain like your fucking...
I don't know. It must be wet cocky. We talk about shit a lot on this show.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit that goes on that out of our mouths. About.
There's a lot of it.
It's a lot of cocky.
You need Charmin Ultra to wipe the shit off this show.
Yeah, exactly. Because that could be a tagline.
Because, bro, that's the new tagline. Much shit that goes on in
that's
show.
That's the new tagline of the Audio Asylum. You need Charmin Ultra to wipe the shit off this show.
Yeah. That's hashtag that shit. Post yeah, that. To make it famous.
That's just a copyrighted quote.
Just as much as waffle stomping. You gotta make it go viral.
Jesus Christ.
Can't believe that shit.
I'm just getting sick of people, Brandon. The lack of consideration. If I came in your house, right?
Yeah.
Mad drunk.
Yeah.
And then I brought a friend over.
First off, I'm just letting y'all know right now, somebody's coming to my house drunk. I'm not opening the door.
Yeah.
Like, you, okay. Like, you know, there's a select few friends, yeah. But other people.
Yeah, man.
I'll get you an Uber.
If I walked into your house drunk and I brought somebody with me and I know you got work the fucking next day, wouldn't you be pissed off if I didn't shut the fuck up all night?
Bro, you'd be fucking, yo, you, like I said, you'd be out the door. I wouldn't hesitate to throw your ass out. Like,
I wouldn't blame you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. For the most part, I'm the last person to be talking about going to sleep early because I go to sleep at like fucking 12, 1 in the morning, no matter what day it is, yeah. Work or not. But when we're talking about, like, you know, the comfort of your home being invaded by a fucking intoxicated asswipe, then yeah, I'd be excruciatingly pissed.
Yeah, that happened to me this week, and I'm upset about it. I mean, it happened, it's over, I'm not harping on it, but I mean, that's one of the very few things that pissed me off this week. People who don't communicate and talk shit out, that pisses me off. I'm upset.
Fucking Space Invader.
Yeah, fucking play the Drake song, fucking I'm Upset, whatever the 50, fuck.
50,000 on my head is disrespect.
Oh, that's the line?
Disrespect. I wouldn't, no. Disrespect. Nah, you know what's crazy? I don't even fuck with Drake, but I know, like, all his songs because
people they play everywhere.
Fucking play it all the time.
He's somebody, like, I look at him and
he's done it all.
And I want to like him, right?
I want him to stop. I'm like, bro, you're making it hard for people to come up with shit. Like, I'm not, and that's not even, like, I'm not trying to praise him, I'm really not, but, like, bro, you've literally done it all.
He's not my cup of tea, but there are a few songs that are pretty catchy.
My man sung Spanish, bro. Like,
I didn't even know that. See, yeah, that's how out of the loop with anything.
Bro, him and Bad Bunny.
They did a song together? Yeah. I had no idea.
It was dope, though.
I had no idea.
I'm not gonna lie, it was dope.
Didn't my man start in Degrassi in a wheelchair?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
My man's got popped.
Well, started from, I guess, the bottom.
I was going to say something, but people will get at me for it. I don't know if you know the term that I always say.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say started from being paralyzed, now I'm here. But
oh, damn. Okay, so if we're violating, then I'm going to say it. He got popped, Smoke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Oh. There, yeah, I went there.
Hashtag went there. Cancel the Audio Asylum.
Oh, my God. Yo, seriously, with cancel culture, bro, we briefly spoke about that on the last podcast. Let's not go there, bro. Let's not go there. Because I'm at heart with that shit. That shit annoys me, so.
Yeah, no, fuck all that.
What?
But I'm trying to think what. Oh,
you this, said yeah. You were talking about you're upset.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
upset.
Yeah,
what's going on?
So
man?
There's
what
more.
Else you're upset
so
about?
There's more shit. So I was on my lunch break the other day, right? And I forgot to bring this story up to my friends outside of work because I have so much other shit going on. I'm on my lunch break, and near my job there is a Dunkin' Donuts. And I am walking around the corner to the you know the Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yo, you remember when I made that shit up in high school?
Yeah. So I'm walking around the corner of this Dunkin' Donuts, and near the drive-thru, there is this creepy old man. For listeners that listen outside of the state, we and city, we are from New York City in the Bronx.
The boogie down.
But people would say that I live anyway in the quote-unquote white part of the Bronx, and where I work is the quote-unquote white part of the Bronx. Anyway, I'm going by this Dunkin' Donuts, and there's a creepy old homeless man right near the drive-thru.
There's one on every block.
Yep, and I'm walking, and I'm starting to smell homeless guy behind me. Like the wind...
Oh, my man's is following you?
Yeah, so the wind, like, I guess got a whiff of his homeless odor...
He wants to touch your pee-pee.
Yeah, so the wind got a hold
yeah.
of his homeless ball sack odor, traveled through my nose, and now I'm like, this motherfucker is close. And it's been maybe like 30 seconds, and I do something I normally never fucking do, Brandon. This is how you can tell I'm having a bad past 7 days. I turned around to poor old homeless man, who I'm pretty sure was going to stab me.
Nah, he was probably going to ask you for change.
I don't know, bro. He looked like he was creeping.
Oh.
But I turned around and I said, yo, back up. And my man went and, like, moved away. And here's why I didn't think he was a regular homeless guy, because he looked cracked out.
Oh.
Yeah, he looked like...
He was tweaking.
Yeah, he looked tweaky.
He was tweaky.
He looked like Tweety Bird. Tweaky Bird.
My man said Tweety Bird. Yeah. Oh, my. Hashtag Tweety Bird.
Hashtag Tweaky Bird.
Yo.
And I don't
was
know.
Was he wearing yellow?
No, all black. Everything.
Oh, so where the fuck you get Tweaky Bird from? Twitter Bird. Twitter Bird.
I don't fucking know. We're off the rails.
Oh, my God.
But I almost took a homeless crackhead out.
Wow.
On my lunch break.
So you're fucking angry, bro.
I'm upset.
You are angry.
Not a good week for your boy. Not a good week. A lot of people pushing the buttons.
I mean, I feel like my buttons get pushed every day, but that's the life of a fucking engaged-to-be married man.
Oh, yeah. It must be nice.
No, it's not nice. Don't fucking do it ever in your life. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. I love her. She's the best.
Women, you can't live with them. You can't live without them.
She's the best.
It looks into the camera.
She's everything.
We're not going to upload this as one of the clips and at her at all.
At all.
That's not going to happen now.
I love you, babe. Remember that. Forever. Fucking forever, Joe. This is forever. No, I'm kidding. I'm really kidding.
But you,
no, it really is great, though.
But it must be stressful to plan a fucking wedding.
I mean... That's the thing. That's what I feel like. That's where the trouble has been. It's not that we hate each other or we're upset with each other. It's literally stress, bro. We're actually planning a vacation in June.
You're planning a vacation and a wedding during a pandemic. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm
no,
saying
actually we're putting the wedding on
off?
Pause.
Oh,
so we can go on this vacation and calm the fuck down.
Because I was gonna say, like, those things alone are stressful. Then you put being in a pandemic on top of it, trying to plan it during a pandemic.
Right now, planning a wedding is not worth it in the state that we're in, and we don't even know where the fuck we're going.
Yeah,
like I'm talking about pandemic wise. We like it's a wedding, bro. It's a dream thing to do and to have. Like, we don't want to just fucking
have to social distance.
Oh, guess what? You got a social distance. Guess what? Everyone has to be vaccinated. Guess what? You have to wear masks. Like, I just want to fucking enjoy my life.
Yeah.
And enjoy my wedding with my friends and family the way that everyone dreams of it to be.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's fair that, you know, and it is being selfish because I'm not the only person that's going through this, but I don't think it's fair that we, and that's including others going through it, I don't think we deserve to have to accommodate or sacrifice that vision.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think that at this point we should just open shit up and just be like, yo, if you get it, you get it? I think I'm at that point.
Here's the thing, though. vaccine or not, I mean, even with the vaccine, you're not 100%. So my thing is, get everyone vaccinated and then open up.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But, you know, there's, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to talk shit about conspiracy theorists, even though I am one.
Okay.
I didn't want to get the fucking vaccine. I didn't. I was like, fuck this shit. I don't trust the government. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how long before they make it that it's mandatory that you have to have it anyway?
Mm.
And then I thought, they're already limiting travel restrictions without vaccination. They're trying to get that done 100%.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though they can't, because they still have people that work international, they have to travel and shit, some of them aren't vaccinated.
Mm.
That's where the thing is for me. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how far they're going to go with this. I don't know if there is a contingency plan right now, like, to stop this shit completely. Because, like, a vaccine isn't a cure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem.
It's like the flu shot.
People are going into it like, I'm going to get vaccinated and everything's going to be A-okay. No, bro, it's not a cure. It's not stopping you from getting it. It's just making it that it's harder for you to get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't know what to believe with the vaccine, so I'm not going to... They're not planting chips in you motherfuckers. Let's get off of that.
I still have a second dose to go.
Yeah. Let's get off of that there's a chip in it thing. You've watched one too many science fiction movies. Relax.
I don't know, bro. They got micro-sized cameras, bro.
I don't know,
if
man.
If they could do a micro-sized camera, why but can't they do a micro-sized fucking chip?
Here's the way I look at it. And maybe,
but even if they are, who the fuck cares? Your phones are tapped anyway.
Yeah, your phones are tapped.
Your fucking everything. This laptop is tapped.
Yeah.
Like,
you ever talk about something like with somebody?
And then your phone,
and then you're on Instagram and the ad comes up?
Yeah. Like, this shit, for food?
Yeah.
For fucking clothing?
I was talking about crossword puzzles the other day, and I was scrolling through Instagram, and a fucking thing came up for a crossword puzzle game on my phone.
Bro, how you think I bought so many collectibles? I wanted one collectible, and the next thing you know, nothing but ads for collectibles. I was talking about Mortal Kombat this week, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
I wasn't posting about it. I was just talking about it.
Yeah.
Then I did post about it, and I got, like, fucking a bunch of, like, you know, COVID masks in the shape of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the Mortal Kombat things? Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, dude, like, stop listening to me. Go the fuck away.
Yo.
Like, I feel violated, bro. I feel like... Yeah. But I feel like no matter what we do, bro, our rights are violated.
Exactly.
Whether you like to think we're not being violated or not.
Yeah. I think, because I remember I was talking to Graves about this, and I just look at it like this. Scientists and nurses and doctors and all these people probably just want to get back to their lives too, because this is probably stressful on them.
Bro, they're literally spending day in, day out.
So why would they put a chip in us? That's just the way I look at it.
But then again, who's to say that they fucking
care?
No, not that they care. It's just you, when you work for the government, bro, it's either that or we kill you.
Yeah, might be true too, yeah. I have hope. I think opening stuff up slowly like they've been doing is the right thing.
Bro, this country's fuckata.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I want to go to Canada. A.
Free healthcare.
Yeah. Everybody seems so much friendlier.
Who the fuck doesn't want free healthcare?
Everybody from Canada seems so much friendlier. All the people that I've met in my life that are from Canada, pretty damn nice people.
I mean, weed is legal over there.
Yeah, all they care about is beer, hockey, music, and professional wrestling. Sign me up, Canadians.
Yo, question. Oh, that scared the fuck out of me. Fucking dick. Anyway. Fuck you, bird. What was your reaction to finding out that weed was legalized recreationally in New York City?
I was just like, well,
or state. I think it applies to the state. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I mean,
I want to look that up, but because, you know, we got fact checked last time.
Oh, about
Montero, fucking Little Nas X and Old Town Road.
But no, I just believe weed is legal now in New York City. My reaction? New York City already smells like pot.
Yeah, everybody's been fucking smoking outside.
I saw like
before I was born.
The Daily News or the New York Post put up this article, and it's like, get ready for the like pothead invasion of New York City. And it's like, dude, it's been like this.
It's been like this forever, bro.
It's been like this a long time. Just bro, you want to arrest people for it.
I smoked my first fucking blunt at 11 years old.
And this goes to show, like, it's not crack. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I've ever said that on the podcast. I probably did. I don't even know if I've ever told that story on the podcast.
Which one?
The one when I first smoked. Did I? I probably did. I mean, that's a... Do you know that story?
I don't think so.
When I smoked when I was 11? The first time I ever smoked weed ever,
I don't think I've heard the story.
You're lying.
I believe I have not heard the story.
All right, so here we go then. If this is not a first time, please, you know, don't insult us, guys. We're trying here.
Yeah.
We drink and I smoke a lot. So let's, all right. Anyway, yeah, so I was 11 years old and I used to hang out on DeKalb Avenue by Missoula Parkway on the 4 train. That's east. That's the east side of the Bronx, I think.
East? I thought
I'm,
you said
you see,
east.
Ever since last week, bro, now I'm like, I don't want to finalize what I'm saying. I'm like, I got to fact check that. Fuck you. Anyway. Nah, I'm kidding. I love you. Keep watching. Anyway, so I was 11 years old, and there was this guy named Julio. He was like 16 years old at the time. And he hung out with a kid named, we called him Spanky. Now, my man's is... I'm still friends with Spanky, by the way. So...
Is Spanky a good dude?
Spanky's actually a really cool dude. Okay. And has always been a really cool dude. You're about to find out how cool this dude is.
Okay. Let's see how cool Spanky is.
Spanky is also the same age as Julio, around there.
Okay.
Probably they're probably on their way to 30 right now, honestly. They're like 29.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Nah, fuck that. They're probably already in their 30s. Holy shit, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're close.
I'm going off the rails with this story. I'm sorry. I was 11 years old, Julio and Spanky. I had money. I was walking up and down the block, and this is as fucking gangsta as a story for an 11-year-old you can hear. But I was walking up and down the block. We were street kids. We hung out when our parents were at work. Stop squeaking. And so Julio and Spanky were out. It was like probably 6 o'clock. It was in the summer. And I had way too much freedom as a kid. I was allowed to do whatever the fuck I wanted as long as I obeyed curfew and I didn't do drugs or get into no shit.
Gotcha. One of these gets disobeyed.
One of these gets disobeyed. So I see Julio and Spanky and they're like, oh, fuck. Like, they're talking about smoking and they're like, damn, I wish I had money. Like, I'm fucking broke. They're talking to each other and... Like, you know, they never hung out with us kids because we were the young ones, me and my friends.
Yeah.
But they always saw us on the block and said, what's up anyway? So I see them talking. None of my friends were around my age. So I walked up to them. I said, hey, I want to, like, hang out. Let's go to the park and, like, play Manhunt or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, get out of here. You're a little ass kid. Like, we're not hanging out with you. You're, like, fucking, you're not even 12 yet. And I was like... I bet I could outsmoke you. And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, shut up. And I was like, I heard y'all wanted to smoke, but y'all don't got money. Guess who got money? Guess who's about to smoke? And they looked at me and they were like, yo, my mans, you crazy, bro. You're mad young. Like, don't talk about that. And then Julio was like, wait a minute, I want to hear him out. Hold up. So Spanky was like, nah, I'm not smoking with a little-ass kid, bro. You bugging.
Spanky.
And my man's Julio was like, yo, but I want to smoke. Spanky was like, bro, you smoke with him, whatever. That's your business. I'm not smoking with a kid. And he left.
So Spanky didn't want to smoke with you?
Nope. He didn't want me smoking, period.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was telling me to go home.
Spanky was the voice of Jesus.
He was the voice of Jesus. And he was a hood kid, bro. Like,
Spanky is hood Jesus.
He's a hood kid. He was like, yo, go home, bro. And I was like, whatever, fuck you. Then I was calling him a pussy and shit. I was like, whatever. Then Julio was like, yo, we out. So he went to the drug man. He got us the drugs.
The drugs.
Drugs.
The druggies.
Drugs. And then we rolled up. It was him and I'm not gonna shout out everybody, but it was him and like two other friends. And we went to my rooftop.
Yours.
I'm a dumbass But we went to my rooftop, and guess why I'm a dumbass, Joe?
Why?
Because I lived on the sixth floor. Guess what's the last floor of the building, Joe?
The sixth floor.
The sixth floor. So our dumbasses are on the roof throwing shit off the roof because they were doing construction. They had these fucking 15-pound sandbags, bro. And we were throwing them in the back of the building, throwing them off the fucking building. And they weren't hurting anybody because, like I said, it was the back of the building. It was like a bunch of grass and shit.
You threw sandbags.
Sandbags, high as a kite, throwing sandbags off of a fucking roof at 11 years old, smoking sherm. Not-
Wait, what? What were you smoking?
Smoking sherm. Bro, that's not even that's not even weed, bro. Anyway, we were smoking the ganjita.
Okay.
And yo, my fuck, I come downstairs and my sister's in the hallway. And she's like, "Come here, little shit." And I said, "Oh fuck." And she goes, "You were smoking." I said, "No, I wasn't." Guess who? Yo, this is where I fucked up. I told my friend because he was like, "Yo, I gotta use the bathroom." I said, "Oh, just go downstairs and use the bathroom."
No.
He was high as a kite and told my sister that we just finished smoking. Because he thought, quote unquote, "I thought your sister was one of the cool ones."
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks that.
She's fucking 10 years older than us, bro. You really think my fucking 21-year-old sister is going to allow me to smoke?
Anybody who has a sibling when you're a teenager that goes, "Oh, they're one of the cool ones," chances are, they're not one of the cool ones. So I love you, big sister, but when I was a teenager, you weren't as cool as you are now.
You know what's crazy is that my sister was an evil fucking person in my eyes when I was a kid, and now she's literally my best friend. We talk every day. Like, it's crazy. But check this out. So she tells my mom, and I walked into my house, and my mother said, "I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to look at you. I don't even want to fucking talk to you. I want you from now on until I fucking decide. You're going to go to school. You're going to come home. You're going to do your homework. You're going to eat. You're going to shower. And you're going to stay the fuck away from me." She told me just like that. Just like that.
She didn't even say the words, "I'm disappointed."
Bro, that came next.
That's the worst.
That came next.
I'm not mad.
She said, "I want you to stay the fuck away from me. And I can't even hit you because I'm disappointed in you. I don't even want to lay my hands on you."
Did you see the defeat in me when you said that? Because
bro,
that's the worst.
Bro, I looked at her like this. And I went like this. And I just walked away, yo.
I just walked away.
I just walked away.
That's all you can do.
She told me, she said, "Wait the fuck a minute." And I turned right back around. And she said, "Do you have anything to say for yourself?" And all I said was, "I'm sorry, Mom." And I just walked off crying.
Damn.
I walked off crying. That's a true story, bro. I broke my mother's heart that day.
Jeez.
I broke my mother's heart
that day. How does it feel to know the thing you did with breaking your mother's heart is now just legal?
It's legal, and I've been doing it for fucking 10 years plus, bro. That's fucking crazy, bro. Bro, that's so bad. I've been doing that 10 years plus, bro.
Oh my god.
Shit, my lung is black, bro. I be fucking I got a, you know how the Grinch has a heart three sizes too small? That's my lung, bro.
Yeah, oh my god.
My shit is coughing and wheezing.
Method Man and Red Man box on your lungs.
Hell yeah, bro. You could light a match off my lung.
Jesus Christ. Oh. I'm trying to think of the worst disappointed story I've had, like, with my family.
It's hard to disappoint them, like, because it's so much easier to get mad at shit that kids
do. It's easier to get in trouble, but to get to the level where they look at you and say, "I'm disappointed."
That's what I'm saying. Bro, that's a different level, like, and even now that I look
something.
At it, bro, 11 years old, shit, like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to think. I know I had to have gotten that once or twice, but I can't remember how or why.
The edible.
Oh, the edible story. Dude. That weed for me, too. Yeah. I remember, like, the next day, my grandmother, the first thing she asked me was, "Are you okay?" And I went, "Yeah, like, I'm all right now." And she said, "All right, I'm happy you're okay." And in my brain, I'm like, here comes the punishment. I'm gonna get my basement taken away. I'm gonna get my apartment taken away. Like, I'm gonna get my fucking, everything's gone now. Yeah. And she looked at me and was just like, I'm not mad. I'm happy you're okay. I'm not sad. I'm just really disappointed.
Damn.
I just went,
oh.
Oh. And I just, what do you say to that?
Yeah. Disappointment sucks. Cause it's like you lose all hope. Like, you lose faith, like, in yourself for a minute. You're just like, oh, like, I'm dirt. Like, my mom thinks I'm dirt right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, yo, when my mom said that to me, that's how I felt. I was like, damn, my mom probably wishes I'm not her, like, I wasn't her kid right now.
Damn.
That's so fucked up. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go there. That was a really bad fuck up for me.
Yeah, I don't know if what I did was a fuck, yeah, no, what I did was a fuck up because I did it because I was upset.
Yeah.
And then I don't know till this day if that was waste or not.
I did it because I was stupid and wanted to grow up fast. And now that I'm an adult, I hate it here.
I hate it here. That's the sentence of the past 2 years.
Seriously.
I hate it here. If that fucking can sum up 2020, yeah, and a little bit of 2021 in words.
Can we just get to 2023, bro?
Yeah, like
fuck 2022.
Let's hit the fast forward button.
Let's just go straight to 2023, and then imagine we do that, and there's no world.
No, see, I'd be tight. Like,
I just end up coming back to an abyss of nothing.
Dude, I'd look at Adam Sandler in heaven with his click remote, and I'd be like, "You son of a bitch!"
Right?
Like, rewind now. Like, send us back.
Like, bro, I was sitting on the bus ride over here actually. And I was just looking at, like, building establishments and shit on the way from... Because I took the bus all the way from my mom's house, which is, like, an hour and a half.
Oh, shit.
So I was looking, and I haven't taken that bus ride since high school. So that's 8 years I have not taken that bus ride.
Yeah.
So I did for the first time in a long time, and I'm starting to see development. They got rid of a lot of fucked up buildings and put new ones. And I'm like, oh, so that's what they're going to do here. They're gonna kick us all out like they did in Brooklyn.
Did you see the
where are we gonna go, Joe?
Did you see the
I'm poor, Joe. I'm fucking broke.
They're gonna
evict us.
I forgot, it's like some guy on YouTube, but he does a whole video about this white girl reacting to chopped cheese.
Oh my god.
On the news. Yeah.
She's like, it's what is it? She says, she's, oh, like, it's a steal. He's like, it's a fucking steal.
Yeah, he's like, it's a
steal. Bitch, that's all we can afford. What are you
like? He's like, that's a delicacy.
Right? I love chopped cheese, bro. I get that shit all the time.
Yeah, the chopped cheese is, that's good.
Bro, I might just get one when I leave here. I haven't had a chopped cheese in a minute.
I'm going on a very weird date, not date, and when we're done with
gonna...
She's not gonna listen to this shit. I'm just gonna say it.
My man's is gonna get some smash.
I don't know what's going on.
Listen, bro, you better mash that potato.
But some chick that lives in my neighborhood that follows me on the Instagrams, on the personal account, just has been randomly messaging me on and off for the past, like, 2 weeks every other 4 days. And, or 3 weeks every other 4 days. And I know that she has a boyfriend. I didn't know until recently.
Ooh.
That this dude looks like 45-year-old Mr. Clean.
Does he look like Gru?
Gru? Who's Gru?
From, Despicable Me?
Yeah, but like the Brolic version.
Oh, like he's Diesel.
Yeah,
he's a Vin Diesel?
Yeah, but it looks like if he ran at me and tripped, his knee would blow out.
Oh my god, he got the chicken legs.
Yeah, and this chick looks like...
He got the chopsticks.
She's like 30. I believe she's 29.
Listen, we're fucking up there, bro, so that's around our age.
Yeah, so I'm...
God, that's scary to say, Joe. Yeah,
I like, think the chicks...
30-year-olds is our age.
Yeah. But this chick is hot. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't think she is either. I think she might want the Viper. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take a guess. I sound terrible on this show. A lot of people who are listening who don't know me the way you know
me. Bro, this is going to be the first time anyone sees you as a douche.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. People don't know douche Joe.
This is,
this is, oh my god, you're getting there. I told you you'd get there. I told you. Yo, guys, I'm so excited because, but I'm not excited because I'm engaged now. Oh, I wanted to be douchey Brandon and douchey Joe together, you bitch. You slowed down. You're going to... Ugh, I hate you. I slowed down. Anyway, so check this out.
But I...
when I was douchey Brandon, I would hit on anything that walked. But, you know, of course, with some flavor. I wouldn't just, like, hit on anyone.
Yeah.
Joe over here has finally developed a case of the douchey.
I'm slowly developing a case of the douche.
But it's getting you places. That's the thing.
It kind of is, in a weird way.
I told you, once you don't give a fuck... No, once you don't give a fuck,
a fuck,
you don't go back.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Just don't give a fuck.
This is going to be the first time that people listen who don't know me the way you guys do and are going to be like, yeah, this kid's a real fucko. Like, he's a cunt. He's a douche.
I've been a fucko for a long time. I just hide it well.
So here's the thing. Am I a douchebag if I bang this girl? Because I'm not friends with Mr. Clean.
Who the bro?
I don't think I am.
She approached you.
Yeah.
Why would... That's like...
But here's the thing. I might not even bang this girl.
It's free fucking pizza.
It's free fucking pizza.
You just show up on my door. Come on. Fuck us.
We're flight attendants.
We're flight attendants. Come on. Fuck us. Two sums. Three sums.
Fuck us.
Fuck us. God.
If you're still listening, thank God.
If you've made it this far.
Oh my God.
You are a fucking trooper.
But here's the thing. What, like, I've been in this situation too.
Oh, if you don't know where that's from, that's the movie Knock Knock.
Yeah, go watch it.
Keanu Reeves, fucking crazy film, awesome.
Yeah, go watch it. Now, like right now.
Turn us off and go watch it.
Yeah, please. Now. But the thing is, I know, like, I might not even bang this girl.
Just fucking go for it.
Yeah,
try
like,
to bang this girl.
I'm going to see.
Just don't be pushy.
Oh, no.
Don't be too much.
But I've never.
Like, yeah.
I've never been.
No, I mean.
I've never been pushy. I don't think I have.
I don't know. I feel like just COVID has made everyone scared to connect.
Yeah.
So, like, just anything can come off as pushy.
Yeah, that's true,
it's
too.
So weird.
There's a lot of people who are a little COVID crazy. I just want a nice emo goth girl, and I can't find them anywhere. Where y'all at? Hiding. Come out and play.
Well, I mean, they're like a community, bro.
Yeah, like, they all know each other.
Yeah, like, they're not, they don't associate with outsiders. You gotta be a part of the goth community.
I guess so.
You gotta join them.
I'm not dressing up like a vampire.
You gotta join the theater.
If you... Oh, I don't know about that. I have a galaxy to save.
Mm.
I have an interdimensional realm to save.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because if I don't save it, we might not get the Snyder Cut restored.
That's true. We need that restored.
That's my mission in life. Yeah. To save the interdimension so we get the Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut.
Or the Snyderverse continuing. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Restore the Snyderverse, not the cut. I'm a little... but...
For twangy.
Yeah. Foo-food. But I don't know.
I'm really fucking excited for this film tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to go watch Mortal Kombat.
I'm not going to go watch it. I'm watching it in my house. Fuck that.
I was going to go watch it, and then this movie theater was like...
It's like...
You would have thought...
You're more than welcome if you're not doing anything tomorrow. To come over.
I was supposed to go on an OkCupid date tomorrow night. Oh my God, more podcast stories. We're never losing content on this episode.
You got another date?
I'm supposed to.
All right, well, if that doesn't fall through, come to my house and watch Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I want to.
Sorry, guys.
I matched with a girl named Grace.
Wow, I thought you were going to say Graves.
No, not Graves. I matched with a girl named Grace.
He's so pretty, though.
No. It's not a Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
But
I don't want to be here on Wednesdays.
But this girl messaged... here's her bio, actually. She says, I just want someone to binge-watch Twilight with.
Ew.
Maybe eat food together and prove chivalry still exists. I'll watch Twilight with you because I got to study Robert Pattinson's acting skills. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
Because he's about to play Batman. And I believe chivalry exists, and who doesn't like food? Then she continues, P.S., if you don't like dogs or Twilight, keep scrolling. It's that deep. I like dogs, and I might like Twilight. Let's keep going, shall we?
Have you never seen Twilight?
No. Never saw it.
You've never seen Twilight. Like, none of them.
Nope.
No girl. Oh, I didn't. Sorry.
No, no, it's cool. No, I've talked to girls. I just haven't talked to girls that watched that movie.
No girls have made you watch this film.
Nope, thank
God. None of them.
Nope.
Wow, I am happy for you. I am very happy for you. I was a fan at some point. And now that I look back on that part of my life, I'm like, Brandon, you have wasted a lot of fucking time. There's a lot of things I wish I could go back and not do and spend that time doing things that I should have done. Mm. Watching Twilight, the entire series, and reading the books was one of those things that I wish I did not do.
It's that, is it like super corny?
You want to watch a gay vampire movie? Then yeah. Because those vampires are they're really feminine and they don't really do anything. That's amazing. It's like they took a traditional vampire and they made him sparkle. Like, my man's fights and even the fight scenes, I'm just like, bro, I will slap you. Like, I will slap the taste out of your mouth. Don't be hissing at me, you little bitch.
What's your favorite Blade movie?
Part 2.
Yo, thank you. Yes, part more two. People on the bandwagon.
Part 2.
I mean, not the bandwagon. I mean,
bro,
yeah.
Part 2 whatever. Was the best fucking Blade movie. Bro, that was the best, one of the best vampire movies ever.
Yeah.
Like,
underrated movie.
Bro, even, like, everything was so fire. Like, the whole fact that they lived underground.
Yeah.
The whole fact that there was a it's kind of like fucking COVID. They had a variant.
Yeah.
Like, you were a vampire, and then you had...
Or you were a reaper?
Reapers.
Some shit like that, yeah.
I think that's what they were called. They were reapers. They the sunlight was the same issue with them, but it was, like, high-intensity sunlight.
Like, they would,
like UV
crisp.
Rays,
yeah,
that you needed
shit.
To burn them. Yeah. And then their mouths, that like, that whole fucking...
Yeah, and they like, opened up, shit. Like, all crazy.
Yeah, dude, it was, like, that's kind of why I didn't like Resident Evil, one of the last ones, because their mouths opened up like that. And I was like, bro, I've seen that so many times, but the original guys were them.
Yeah, you know? I haven't watched any of the Resident Evil movies. I refuse to watch until Homie's in it. The main guy from the game, Chris Redfield, is that his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could be getting it wrong. You know what's funny? I'm not educated
on...
No,
it is Chris Redfield.
Chris Redfield? Yeah, yeah. I'm not super educated on those main character video games from the hits of the 2000s. Like, there was Metal Gear. Chris got me into that.
I'm going to get a lot of slander for this. I only played 1 and 2.
Yeah? Oh, God, we might get interrupted.
We're
going to get
are.
Interrupted.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool.
It's okay, bro. All
right. Keep going.
So, yeah, I've played 1 and 2, but I don't know. That's a series I never got into.
It takes patience.
Like, yeah, you know,
like an insane amount of patience.
This, I'm gonna get even more slander for this.
Okay.
I am not a huge Capcom fan.
So you're not really into like Mega Man and shit?
Let me rephrase that. So
what else is in Capcom? Resident Evil and stuff like that. Yeah.
The only Capcom stuff I'm into are like basic Capcom. So Resident Evil, I've only played part 1, 2, and 5.
Okay.
For Mega Man, I've played all of them.
Yeah, I'm
a fan of
Mega Man. Is Mega Man Capcom or am I an idiot?
No, Mega Man is Capcom.
Oh, okay, I felt really stupid for 5 seconds. All right.
What else is Capcom? I think Tekken is Capcom. No, Street Fighter is Capcom. And Devil May Cry is Capcom. So I'm like half a fan of Capcom, but I'm more into like Sony and, you know, the Marvel games and
yeah. I never
Bethesda.
Got a lot of the early 2000s stuff that was big hit. I wasn't into, but not because I didn't like it. I just never took the time out to play any of it, other than the Tony Hawk games.
Oh, so you weren't, like, I was a Max Payne guy.
Oh, okay, I played that one.
1 and 2?
Not 2, I played 1.
Oh, 2 is fucking sad, bro. Yeah. 2 is a prequel.
Yeah, I played 1, I didn't play 2.
And then, Shinobi?
No.
I played a lot of, like Japanese style games back in the day too. Like I'm trying to think what was one of the Yakuza games and
Girl,
True Crime.
Yeah, you played True Crime. I played.
Yeah, True Crime was dope.
Yo, girls in those video games back in the day, yo, they were made busty for our little 10, 13 year old horny brains.
Bro, how you think I felt when I played Devil May Cry? That girl, like one of the main girls, her tits were always out.
Yeah,
and I was like, shit.
Strip clubs in Grand Theft Auto.
I feel like they purposely do that though. You know, they try to. I don't know, man. The world is twisted, man. I feel like there's so many things that are unnecessary in video games and like certain movie scenes, and I'm just like, they put there to make you think of shit like that.
Yeah, like why did we have to see this dude Dr. Manhattan's penis?
There was absolutely no need for
like
that.
There was no need absolutely no for need. Big fat swinging like, blue cock.
Because it's a rated R fucking graphic novel. Like, yeah, it doesn't. So what? It doesn't need to be in the movie.
Yeah, we don't
all need the sex scenes. There were so many sex scenes.
There were so and like I know it may sound weird that we're complaining about that, but there's a lot of fucking in Watchmen.
Why do you think I don't like Spartacus? Like I get it. It was the Roman times. They're all fucking
and they're probably trying to drill that home, no pun intended.
Yeah, but like bro, everything in that show was and even the way they talk, bro. Well, tonight we drink and dine with ass and cock. Like why? Why we can't just dine and eat food and drink? Why we have to do it with ass and cock? Like, there's a fucking chicken on the table. Like, I don't want to associate my chicken legs with ass and cock. I just want to drink my fucking wine and eat my grapes, you pickle dick. I can't stand when they do shit like that in shows, bro. It's like in your face. Like fucking, and don't get me wrong, Lucy Lawless is fucking hot. She's gorgeous.
Is that one of the chicks in Spartacus?
Yeah, she's the woman that played Xena.
Is that a Xena I might have to spank to tonight?
You can. Oh, okay. I mean, she's old enough to be our fucking mom.
Oh.
But she's hot. She's a MILF.
Well, we're at the age that fucking moms ain't.
Well, oh, wow. Damn, we're old, Joe. Yeah. I can't even. Right? Like, yo, saying that back then used to be so like, oh, like that could be my mom. But now it's like.
Yeah, we're at the age that fucking moms
like,
ain't weird.
Like, bro, our friends are dads. Like.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, bro. I don't want to do this.
I don't like it.
I don't want to do this. I don't like it here.
I don't like it here. That's the name of the episode.
I really don't like it here, bro.
Oh my god, that's the name of the episode. I don't like it here.
I think that's why I smoke so much, bro. I smoke all fucking day because I don't like it here.
Because I don't like it here.
I'm not even suicidal. Like, that shit's. Yo, I'm so thankful for that on a serious note.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that that's not one thing that crosses my mind anymore.
That's good.
It's just like, now it's more like, I'm not suicidal, but I can't wait to go. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, I don't want to die. I don't want to kill myself. But if it happened, hey, I think I lived through enough traumatic experiences. Yeah. I think I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, I think we're at a point
I'm
where
ready
like
the ET phone home.
Humanity's sucking a lot of nuts.
Bro, it's not even just humanity. It's like
it's everything.
Humanity sucks. Mother Nature right now sucks. Like, it just all sucks.
My thing is, I just can't stand people.
And then there's that, too. You
know? I mean, like, I like people at my core, but damn, do you motherfuckers make it hard. Nobody's, like, nobody can have a civilized conversation anymore. Everybody has to judge.
You know what's crazy? Everybody judges, but everyone gets offended.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing.
A disagreement gets taken as disrespect.
Yeah, that's like, the one thing about this generation that I just don't understand. How can you accept everything and disregard everything?
Yeah, all at the same time.
All at the same time. And how can you promote certain things and cancel others?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I joked on the news. Well, no, I didn't. Jack Cummings joked on the news. But I, about, you know, Eminem and cancel culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, people wanted to cancel Eminem. And I've vocally said I have not cared about the last two things he's put out at all. But Eminem, like, all right, targeting Eminem for lyrics to cancel him, right? Mm-hmm. But promoting ass and titties on TikTok. You see where I'm going here?
Yeah,
like, yeah. I mean, Come on.
But I mean, not for nothing. Like, that's how I felt with the whole Pepe Le Pew shit.
Like, oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I understand the whole rape culture shit. And,
yeah,
you know, I understand it. But when I see this cartoon, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of everyone because I'm not a dick. I know that not everyone thinks like me.
Yeah.
But, bro, when I watch this cartoon, I'm seeing a skunk trying to kiss another skunk or a cat, whatever.
Yeah, the fuck. It's not like he's not forcing
about, oh, well, he's raping her. She doesn't want him. That's not what I'm thinking. And I'm just trying to speak on behalf of the children in me, like the child in me.
Yeah.
So what makes you think that other kids are thinking that? That you have exactly. to cancel the show.
But that's,
and to be honest, that's a show that doesn't even exist anymore anyway. Yeah,
so what I think happened was, I guess maybe it has to be on a streaming service now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But,
or like the only way you can find it is probably like on YouTube.
Yeah, like I don't understand that, like canceling a cartoon. Like, people look too into shit. Like they way didn't too into
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, and that show was pretty rough. Pretty fucked, bro. Yeah, like, that show's fucked.
I go back and watch stuff from that show, and I'm like, oh.
There's a lot of underlining penis in that show.
Yeah, look.
Lots of underlining penis. Dude,
I grew up with Courage the Cowardly Dog, and that was nothing but dead jokes.
Yeah.
It was literally nothing but dead jokes. That was
terrifying.
Like, I rewatched a lot of them now, and, like, they just completely joke about death
yeah.
in that show.
It's.
Like, there's. I don't know, bro. How can you be sensitive and aggressive?
Yeah, exactly. How can you're yeah.
aggressively sensitive?
Yeah, aggressively sensitive. Yeah, it's fucking weird. I don't understand it.
I don't know.
I don't like it here.
Like, we were the bullied kids, and now we're getting,
yeah.
Now we're getting yelled at because we're bullies. I don't get it. I've never been a bully.
Yeah, how right.
How am I a bully? Like,
for enjoying entertainment.
Like, oh, like a lot of don't get me wrong. Like, people hear shit I say, and they're like, "Oh, you shouldn't say that. That's not cool." And I'm like, "Yo, I'm joking." It's a joke. I live my life based on comedy because
yeah.
it helps. Like, I'm fucking with you. No, but that's going to offend somebody. I don't fucking care. You know how many people have offended me and hurt me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to say it makes it okay, but fuck, bro. Where do we draw the line?
Yeah.
Y'all drawing a thick-ass line, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like, that line is thick, and it doesn't need to be that thick.
It's getting to the point where comedy's dry, bro. I can't watch Key and Peele because it's fucking dry.
As somebody who wants to get into stand-up and do more comedic shit, it's scary because when I try to write, my mind immediately goes to dark and dirty humor because I grew up with my family being like, all right, as long as you don't say any of this out in public because you're a kid, you can watch
you're
it.
You're good, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I might have slipped up once or twice, but for the most part, I knew it's a movie and it's meant to get a ha-ha out of me.
Like, bro, we grew up on
American Pie, Jackass, South Park.
Not only that, but Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Mad TV.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Like, bro, how did we come to this?
Yeah.
That's my whole thought process. How did we come to this?
As a dude who tries to write jokes, because I hope to kill it at an open mic one day and hope to do stand-up along with doing all this and the 20 other things I want to do, it is hard to write a joke. And it's hard to write a joke in general.
Bro, I don't write jokes. We don't write jokes.
Yeah, we don't write jokes.
Like, everything on The Asylum specifically
is with YouTube all improv. Content, yeah.
We don't write that shit.
Yeah, it is all improv. It just improv comes out for the most part.
We're like, the day of, we're like, all right, so we're doing this.
Yeah.
That's the whole fun thing about it.
Yeah.
So to sit there and write a joke and try to make it not too dirty or not too offensive, it's like, it takes the humor out of it.
Yeah, it's hard to write something and be like, damn, is somebody going to get really ass hurt by yeah. this? Because you should only be ass hurt if you've been ass raped. See, that's a fucking bad joke.
That's
dude.
A funny joke, though. It's that's, funny.
That's
oh,
it's,
man.
Oh, man.
Speaking of ass rape, how's your buddy Graves?
Oh, how's his butthole?
How's his butthole?
I don't. He said that, you know.
Oh, by the way, guys, I'm only allowed to be on the podcast so long as Emo Tim approves it.
Yeah,
so,
genie back in the bottle once this
yeah,
is over.
Yeah, I always go back in the bottle. But I don't know. He's put a spell on me because I'm not affected. Like, you should. I really hope you guys get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Well, we're working on it.
Bro, when I'm in there, when I'm in there, bro, I'm not like this. I think he's allowed me to be myself here now.
Yeah.
You know, for the podcast, but
he lets you go to work and he lets you do the podcast.
Like, I'm looking at my watch because I'm scared, bro. I know I have to go back soon.
Yeah. And so we should wrap this up.
But I don't want to because, like, I'm there, Joe, I'm not normal anymore.
Well, we have to wrap it up soon anyway because I might fuck titties.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck.
If you know, you know the drill on the outros here. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.
And get me the fuck out of here.
Get Brandon out of here. Follow us on audio_sagam_podcast on Instagram. We also have the YouTube channel. Fucking go subscribe and share the fuck out of all that.
Follow me on Instagram, blee_live. That's BL33_LIVE.
Yeah, and fucking when you go check out his music stuff too.
Yeah, I got some songs on Spotify, Memories and Drinks on Me. Production's been slow, guys, so there will be more coming. I just gotta get my ass to the studio.
Yeah, and I will hopefully make an announcement by summertime about other stuff, but that's for another time. But that's to drop a little egg on everybody's head real quick.
Yeah, we got some juicy stuff coming this summer, so stay tuned.
So, like I said, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you're not down with that,
we got two words for ya:
buff
beef.
I lost the mouse. Oh, there we go.